Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Tuesday the 22nd of November, and our Old Testament reading is taken from Psalm 97 verse 10. He guards the lives of his faithful. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
And our New Testament reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5 and 8 and 9. As servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, in beatings, imprisonments, riots, labours, sleepless nights, hunger, in honour and dishonour, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive. And it's David and Cynthia, the Irish cast, with you today. And so as we begin to look at these verses today, I see in this Psalm 97 that it is the Lord. It is his work to guard us, to preserve us, to keep us. Who are we? It says here in Psalm 97 that we are his faithful. We are his saints. We are his holy ones. We are set apart for him. And he rescues us. He delivers us from the hand of the wicked. And the God who guards and rescues us, he knows our frailty. He knows that we are without power and without strength. And so we need him. And he comes to us to keep us in his love and in his safety, to deliver us. In many ways, this is a day-to-day occurrence of the Lord's guarding and rescuing us. And yet, most times we do not fully acknowledge or appreciate this. But beyond this day-to-day experience, it is deeper and broader than this temporal world. It speaks of the eternal world, of the life that we have in Christ, that Christ, who is our Saviour, who delivers us from the hand of the wicked. And don't we pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, or deliver us from the evil one? And we know that he keeps us in his safety and in his protection. We are his.
This reminds me of a time when Cynthia and I were young, back in the 90s, and we were on a mission in the lowlands of Scotland, and we went to a rundown town called Auchinleck. And Auchinleck were neighbours to another little village called Cumnock. And the young people in these towns really didn't like each other. There would have been fights and all sorts. So we were having this mission in Auchinleck, and we're in this little church hall. And we had a young man that actually came from Cumnock to hear the gospel, and he was in our mission. And when the Auchinleck men got to hear about it, they were outside and they started to hammer in the door. They were going to come in and they were going to beat this young boy to a pulp. And so a few of us kind of got to the door, jammed ourselves against the door, guarded the door in order to rescue and preserve this young man from Cumnock. Well, the good news was the young man was protected and we got him home safely to Cumnock. But it always stuck in my mind that the enemy always tries to batter in the door of our hearts, to bring his evil, to bring his violence to bear upon our lives. But we have someone who guards us, and that is Jesus Christ. He is our guard. He is our shield. He guards us with his favor. He is our strong tower. He's all these things to us in order to rescue us from the power of the enemy. And I'm looking forward to heaven when we can hear from Christ about how he protected us from many dangers that we were not aware of here on earth. But when we get to be with him in eternity, we will rejoice because we will realize that we were rescued so many times from the evil one.
And these trials, these challenges that come our way, None of us know how we will respond until we are in the midst of them. And yet we do know that we have a Saviour who is in heaven, but that has come and made himself known to us. And it is the inner work of the Holy Spirit that bears the outward likeness of Christ in our lives in the midst of these trials and sufferings, that there would be the fruit of love and of kindness and long-suffering produced in ways that we know within our own selves is not possible. Although there may be these many trials, great depths of suffering that I have not known to our body and to our reputation, surely every day we are dying, and yet every day we are being renewed and we are being made alive. For Jesus, he says that he is the truth and he is no imposter, and our lives are hidden in him whose truth has made us free. We are known by the God of heaven. We are known in our joys and in our sorrows, and that it is he who holds us fast when all around seems to come at us with great force and with great relentlessness. He is the one in whom we can look to and in whom we can find life. So, dear brother and sister in Christ today, I encourage you not to look at the external, but to look to the eternal one who holds you fast.
When I look at the New Testament scripture here, 2 Corinthians, I just think, I've never had a beating for Christ. I've never been in prison for Christ. I've never been in a riot because of preaching the gospel. I've never had a hunger and sleepless nights. But when I look at this, I realize this is Paul, speaking about Paul. And Paul had a specific chosen vocation from God. Reading back in Acts 9, God spoke concerning Paul. He says, "He is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." I'm not an apostle. I'm not the apostle Paul. I'm just an ordinary believer in Christ. I am a child of God, just like you are a child of God as we listen into this podcast. As we trust in Christ, we will probably not experience all these difficult things. But, you know, some of the listeners today are actually living in the Ukraine, 30 miles from the Russian border. They're living under the threat of bombardment. There's other listeners that are going through severe times with health or financial needs or family situations. And so in all these things, we cry out to God. And actually, once Paul cried out to God, he says he had a thorn in his flesh. And God replied, he says, "My grace is sufficient for you." And so whatever challenge or cross that we are carrying today, we have confidence in the word of God that God's grace is sufficient for us to carry us through. And what is God's grace? Well, it's partly he is guarding us, and he also rescues us from the hands of the wicked.
I would like to read a verse from a song written by Keith and Kristen Getty and Sila. And it's called, "He Will Hold Me Fast. When I fear my faith will fail, Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he will hold me fast. I could never keep my hold through life's fearful path, for my love is often cold. He must hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Saviour loves me so. He will hold me fast."
Let us pray. Holy God, make my life an offering of love. From the lives of saints and martyrs, I see your faithfulness. Keep me from doubting your power in my hour of trial. You brought Jesus from death to life. Thank you for making his victory mine. Give me the determination to work for your kingdom, no matter what the cost. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we bring to you our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, that you will guard them, that you will keep them in the midst of the difficulties that they are facing, that, Lord, that indeed you will deliver them from the hand of the wicked, and in the assurance that you are holding them fast. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I fear my faith will fail, Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he will hold me fast. I could never keep my hold through life's fearful path, for my love is often cold, he must hold me fast.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.